This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I want to talk about quiet courage. 74 years ago, a young Navy pilot launched from the deck of the USS Oriskany over the waters near Korea. What began as a routine patrol became one of the most extraordinary dogfights in naval aviation history. One American pilot, seven Soviet MiGs, 35 minutes of combat. His aircraft was hit 263 times. He was outnumbered, outgunned, and out of ammunition. But he never was outmatched. Captain Royce Williams shot down multiple enemy aircraft, protected the sailors of Task Force 77, and somehow brought his crippled jet back to the carrier deck. For decades, his heroism remained classified. He didn't complain. He didn't demand recognition. He simply kept serving. When finally awarded the Medal of Honor, he said something simple. I don't go looking for honors. That's what real courage looks like. Not self-promotion, but courage doing your duty when no one is watching. Humility is serving without asking to be seen. And honor is protecting others at great personal risk. Captain Royce Williams reminds us that greatness is often quiet. That bravery doesn't always seek applause, and that devotion to something bigger than yourself still matters. Honor, courage, commitment. Not just words, a life, and a life well lived. Thank you, Captain Royce Williams. This has been another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. For more stories of encouragement and community, follow The Mark White Show. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.